This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got your campaign promises, and then you got your governing realities, and that disconnect has jumped up and bitten the Biden administration right on the nose. This week, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management auctioned off $192 million worth of new oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico, 1.7 million acres in all, going to Exxon and Shell and Chevron and some others. The bite on the nose part is that blocking new oil and gas leases on federal lands and in federal waters was one of the president's climate campaign promises. And he did, for a bit, right after he took office, block those leases. But this summer, after more than a dozen states sued, a federal judge in Louisiana said, yeah, no. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has the business and climate context.
Companies won't actually start producing oil and gas on the acres they bought this week for a while, probably 7 to 10 years.
And that's exactly when we need to be well along the way of moving away from a fossil fuel energy economy.
Drew Caputo is an attorney with Earth Justice, a public interest environmental law firm that is suing the Biden administration over the sale.
These sorts of forward-looking, large infrastructure investments in oil, gas, they're really dangerous for the planet.
For a president who's trying to take more aggressive action on climate change,
the optics on this aren't great, but honestly, it won't make a ton of difference.
Samantha Gross is director of the Energy Security and Climate Initiative at the Brookings Institution. The reason she says it won't make a ton of difference for the climate?
As long as someone demands oil and gas for whatever they're using it for, someone in the world will produce it.
And right now, there's still huge demand for oil and gas in the U.S. and globally.
It's going to take the world a while to move away from oil in particular. Oil overwhelmingly dominates the transportation sector, and it's difficult to replace.
Reducing demand for oil in transportation and the rest of the economy would make a much bigger difference than blocking new oil and gas leases, says Ryan Kellogg, a professor of public policy at the University of Chicago.
That means incentives and technology development to develop alternative modes of transportation away from the cars and trucks that we're used to.
And it means doing that at scale, he says, in a way that can be exported to the rest of the world. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.